You would have to admit our lives would be easier if our bosses weren't alive.
I don't care how bad our bosses are. We're not murderers.
Oh, Dale, you know that I like to fool around.
I'm in!
Okay, so let's do this.
We gotta hire a professional.
I'm gonna be your murder consultant.
Word.
You wanna pull off a brilliant murder? It's gonna look like it's an accident.
Peanuts?
That was a peanut butter sandwich. Are you not good with peanuts?
Whoa.
Look at this.
My boss, who we're planning to kill, is dying in front of you and you saved his life?
Well, that sounds bad when you say it like that.
Okay, here's the deal. Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and Charlie Day play a group of guys who all hate their bosses, so they hatch a plan to kill him, but things never quite work out as they want them to. Forget The Hangover Part 2 and Bridesmaids, Horrible Bosses is easily the funniest film of the year. The ensemble piece is sharply written with plenty of hilarious moments spread across a strong cast. No one steals the show because everyone works so well in it. We've all had a horrible boss or two in our lives, and so we should be able to relate to at least some of the situations, but hopefully not all of them. The film's not afraid to offend, but the jokes aren't done just for the sake of this. There's plenty of hysterical throwaway lines and comedic moments, and the film knows its place enough to not try to go for some cheesy character development. It just sets out to be funny, and it makes it all work. Horrible Bosses gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.